Today is Sunday, the 19th of January, beginning the second week of Ordinary Time.
Consider now the hawks that fly above the hills beneath the sky, whose wisdom rings from overhead. The earth below is daily bread. Consider now the miracle of rain that falls into the soil and swells a grape upon the vine. It's always been watered wine.
The porter's gate sing, water to wine.
Imagine every berry seed enshrouded in the furrow seed that breaks itself apart to rise and lift the ground up to the skies. Restoring all our withered vines, it's always been watered wine, watered wine, watered wine, watered wine. Remember Christ, the living bread, the seed grown high and harvested, who gathers us into the feast, gleaning every fallen seed. Remember, earth will bloom again, and Christ will be our living spring. The fountain welling up inside, it's always been watered wine, watered wine, watered wine, watered wine, watered
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is it to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine, after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him.
The first of Jesus' miracles takes place in a setting we may all have experienced. The celebration of a wedding, the coming together of families and friends. A place for the Lord? Not just the religious experience, but the joy and frivolity of the celebration? How does this experience speak to you? There is invitation in this passage. Mary, sensitive to the needs of the gathering, invites Jesus to intercede. Do you feel this need in the world around you? Do you invite the intercession of the Lord into even the simple needs of the day? Do you take time to acknowledge the Lord's generosity when you experience it? As you listen to the passage again, be aware of any words or images that inspire you.
When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is it to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out, and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine, after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him.
We may find that such images as those in today's passage in Scripture are too wonderful, too miraculous. Can you imagine that the Lord would do as much for you? Gather up your thoughts and feelings and bring them to God in prayer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.